There you are, comes the story of Sugar. Sugar is a...
Well, hi there, Sugar.
Hi there. Sugar is a deaf, white cat, kitty cat.
Uh-huh.
Lives in Baston.
Well, then would it... Not that it would ever matter what you call a cat, I guess, you know, it's... You
know, right. No, no, because... Well, especially if it's deaf.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you find out it was deaf, too? I mean...
Good point. How do you determine if a cat... Well, I guess if you walk up behind it, you know, boo!
Yeah.
And it doesn't even flinch.
Yeah, could be. Bang a pot, you know, or something
like that. So, anyway... Sugar's deaf. Sugar's still alive, which is amazing.
I don't feel so good myself.
Yeah. Sugar fell 19 stories from a West End high rise
and
walked away from it.
Well, landed on his feet,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Neighbors said they saw a white blur past their windows.
I see a Seinfeld episode somewhere there.
Yeah. And the animal rescue manager said there was, in fact, an impact crater where the cat hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I saw a picture of it. It's amazing because there was a little corner, I mean, stone or concrete right there, and there was some mulch right there, and you can see where the impact crater is. And, I mean, had it been a foot either way, would have been a different story. Anyway, Sugar's survival appears to have been thanks to the old flying squirrel-like physique. And can you imagine the panic in its eyes?
Yeah!
You definitely wouldn't want to be trying to catch that thing.
No, I mean, you wouldn't, no. Sustained some minor bruising and a cut lip. Brings a whole new meaning to the word sugar drop.
Oh, yeah, golly.
Yeah. Really? You went,
you went that far?
Oh, I really did. Didn't go all the way around to that. Just saying. Yesterday in the New York Times, an op-ed piece by Bill Maher. Did you hear about this? He basically sent the message to everybody, stop making a fuss over every time somebody says something that you don't like. And stop apologizing if you're the one who made the comment in the first place. He talked about Hank Williams Jr., Rush, Robert De Niro, CeeLo Green, Tracy Morgan, Don Imus, all of them. He said, quote, let's have an amnesty from the left and the right on every made-up, fake, totally insincere, play-acted hurt, insult, slight, and affront. Let's make this Sunday the National Day of No Outrage, one day a year when you will not find some tiny thing that someone did or said and pretend that you can barely continue to function until they apologize.
And if that, one day when we do that?
Yeah.
How about we turn it around and we say there's only one day a year when you can
could
do that?
Be nice. He said, if that doesn't work, what about this? If you see or hear something you don't like in the media, just go on with your life. Turn the page, flip the dial, or pick up a roll of quarters and leave. He said, I don't want to live in a country where no one ever says anything that offends anyone. That's why we have Canada.
Bill Maher. Hey, see how that works out.
Hello.
Is he saying you can call anybody anything and walk away with it?
Well, hello.
I wonder what he said that he's going to have to apologize for.
He's already had to.
Yeah,
he's already had to. He did that with Palin. I mean, I basically agree with what the guy says. There is a level of responsibility for those of us who get in front of microphones and say things. Need to use good judgment. Not saying everybody does. Reason that you do it probably does weigh in there as well. But we just get to the point now where everybody has to find a reason to be offended. And we've in fact got more important things to do to help one another out and to lift each other up and lift the country and the world up that we don't really need to be expending that much energy. But anyway, you boys have any thoughts?
Oh, no, I totally agree. I mean, don't you have something better to do with your time than walking around looking for reasons to get your feelings hurt?
Yeah, because you've spent that time with your child.
You've offended me, therefore, you know, my life cannot and will not continue along this current path until you do something to rectify it, because after all, I have been offended.
Yeah.
I mean, does anything scream more self-importance than a statement like that?
Nah, not really.
Especially if it's not a personal attack.
Yeah.
If it's a personal attack, that's one thing. But if it's just something somebody says and you want to get so out of sorts about it, really?
Yeah. again.
I mean, you're making it all about you at that point. Well, I don't like what you said at all. It offends me. If it had nothing to do with you, what do you care? Yeah.
Please, please continue.
Because no one else cares. I mean,
I have three words for you. Get a life.
Yeah. That's what he said. Go on with your life. Exactly. That's what he said.
Well, and again, I would venture to think that you know, and again, I don't agree with Bill Maher about much, but I totally agree with him about this. Mm-hmm. I would venture to say that anybody who wants to get so upset about something that someone else said that had nothing to do with them, you've probably got bigger fish to fry in your life. Do you have children? If so, you have bigger fish to fry in your life. Do you have a spouse? You have bigger fish to fry. Do you have parents? Do you have anyone in your family that needs caring for? Then you have bigger things to take care of. Do you have a church that you're involved in? I guarantee you they can find something for you to do. Do you have any volunteer organization to which you give your time? And I'm not talking about a church. I guarantee you they can find something else for you to do other than just sit there and be mad about something. Get over yourself.
Use a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. All right, this will get you out of the house. Mega Millions, $290 million tonight.
Well, you boys don't bother, man.
Okay.
I got it.
But you know what? I'll share.
Would you?
Really? I would.
To what level?
Well, you know, I would go
to what level?
I hit the drive-thru at least. I mean, come on.
Oh.
I'll let you order off the super menu.
Makes us feel so much better.
Well, it's not like if I won.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, boys, let's take a big vacation. Then Ben would be mad because all three of us were gone.
Sure. Yeah, that's it. We're doing it for the good of the station, right? Got a story about that in just a minute. Hello.
Yeah, let's take the Sarah Palin, Bill Maher thing one step farther. If Todd Palin then takes personal offense by it, goes and kicks Bill Maher's, you know what?
Mm.
I don't care about that either.
Sure, I agree. I mean, yeah, I understand that.
But much hay would be made.
Sure. So if you're looking for a reason why you might want to avoid getting caught up in the old office lottery pool, this situation might just give you 38 million reasons why. While working as construction guys in New Jersey, Americo Lopes and five of his coworkers used to pool their money together, okay? Did it for years so that they could try to win that lottery. Didn't have any luck like most people, but in 2009... after sending Mr. Lopes with money to buy the Mega Millions tickets, they all won. Unfortunately, for the five guys, Lopes didn't let them know. He took the winning lottery ticket. He cashed it in. And after deducting taxes, he ended up with about $17 million. Thinking he was very slick, Lopes collected the winnings and told his job that he had to have foot surgery. He would need to quit. Well, obviously, somehow the word got out. One of the men in the group's lottery pool found out that Lopes won. He lied, told the men that he won after he quit.
Now he's going to need surgery for a lot more.
Uh-huh. Quick search of the online, of course, found the guy was a winner. Next thing to do, don't tell people. Tell them you want to keep it quiet. So he's going to court. So we'll see what happens. I hurt my foot. I can't work anymore.
Yeah.
See how that works out.
Dude, you know, leave the country.
Yeah,
that's
something
right.
you could afford
don't
to do.
Don't be caught. Go, people, nobody knows your name.
Yeah. Oh, in about 15 minutes,
what happened?
A company in Bryan has made national news. I mean, it was the rage yesterday.
Okay.
Company in Bryan. Well, I'll tell you about it in about 15 minutes.
Now,
in the meantime,
what if I want to know now?
I'm sorry. In the meantime, clear your calendar, make room on your DVR next Tuesday night. That's right. On the Jay Leno show, it'll be Mitt Romney.
Oh.
Okay. Apparently, this will be his first sit down appearance on the show since entering the 2012 contest.
This is on Leno?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that ought to be great. Looking forward to that. Let's see. Scott Baio's getting a new TV show.
Oh, Chachi.
Good for him? Question mark?
He apparently was in two reality shows. Did you even know that? I didn't know that.
Did he box somebody?
No, that might have been somebody else. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, he's gonna have that. So that ought to be pretty neat, I'm thinking. Chase, did you see the email I sent you this morning?
No.
See, I send him emails. He never...
Well, did you send it to my personal account? Or
no,
what?
I sent it to the news account.
Oh, the news account?
Yeah.
I don't check that because you send show prep to that account.
I do. That's true. But also, I sent you.
And you don't put subject lines in there.
No, it's not to news. It's to Chase.
Boys.
It's to Chase at Brian Brock.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I sent it to you and Ben. You're the only two people on planet Earth I sent it to.
Oh, my.
Don't feel offended.
Don't I feel special?
Well, no, there's no reason to feel special.
No, I don't. But, Chase, can I see yours?
Nope, can't do that. Nope.
Boy, if somebody punched up at that exact moment, man, once again.
Moody Gardens will blow you away this spring break.